Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Stick around on the podcast because 80 is the new 40.
It's the first I've heard of that.
Yeah, and we're going to introduce you to Debbie, the dumpster fire girl.
Oh, bless her heart. She'd kindly like for you to stop calling her that.
How well do I know my...
80 knowledge.
Enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
Let's dive into some clickbait headlines.
Why not?
Did a UFO really get hit by a missile and survive?
Okay, let's dive
How
into
about that.
That? Why not?
So I guess people are freaking out. Congress shared a footage of a UFO appearing to survive a direct hit from a missile.
Congress is rolling this out? Wow.
Witness Jeffrey Nucatelli, a former 16-year Air Force military police officer, said,
All right.
There is something out there, and we should know as the people what it is.
Yeah. Now, there could be a simpler explanation. One of the skeptics, or several skeptics, think it's just a balloon, like a weather balloon.
Oh.
Those sorts of things happen, I guess. I can't really tell from the footage. Like, I looked at the footage.
Mm.
It all just looks black and white.
Sure.
And lots of moving things. And I'm like, I don't know.
So you can't even, like, tell us, A, that's an alien ship.
Yeah.
For sure.
Have no clue. No clue. And, you know, it's not like E.T., the extraterrestrial,
right,
comes out and goes,
oh, Reese's Pieces. Phone home.
Yeah, it's not like he,
phone home.
Elliot.
Anybody have a speaking
Elliot.
Say?
Elliot.
Yeah, so it's not like any of that is happening, but yeah, there'll be more on that, I'm sure. Let's see, other clickbait headlines. You see this? KFC releasing an official line of jelly beans?
I did. Why? I ask why.
So,
this feels like stuff that would be in a bamboozled jelly bean box.
Right. So there are those bamboozled jelly beans that are like every flavor beans kind of from the Harry Potter series.
It's a little roulette game. Some aren't bad. Others are like skunk.
Yeah, or like booger flavor,
yes.
Things like that, right? I guess
cut grass.
I guess each bag has fried chicken, sweet corn, and gravy.
Honestly,
I'm not worried about it.
Really?
Yeah, if I know what I'm getting, I think I'm all right with it.
I need, in my brain, jelly beans are supposed to taste good and fruity.
Do you like the fruity or the spice?
Fruity.
I like spice.
I like fruity.
I like spice.
They're spicy jelly beans?
You've never had a spice jelly bean?
No. Mm-mm.
Really?
Yeah, no. I've been in the fruit lane because
so we're like
where my brain like jelly.
We're like the
beans.
Green. The green color is not a lime. It's more of a mint flavor.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't need mint.
Yeah,
in my
spiced
jelly
beans are good.
No,
that reminds me of what is the Jones Sodas who do the Thanksgiving dinner every year. They release like
either. I don't need a drink Thanksgiving dinner.
The
disgusting.
Dressing, the cranberry sauce, the green bean casserole.
Oh my gosh.
The drink version of that is a little bit more like weird.
That feels aggressive.
I feel like
these are not flavors that need to be all combined in liquid form.
Yeah, I feel like the jelly bean flavors though would pass my radar.
Like you can try them.
I'd be all right.
I will not. I'm going to pass on that.
You ought to try spiced jelly beans.
No, not going to.
Honestly, like
my
it's
brain
one,
says fruit.
It's one of those things where I think mistakenly I got a bag.
Oh.
Because they look the same.
Sure.
You got to read the fine print.
Mm.
Was pleasantly surprised.
What are the other,
after
besides
the,
mint, what are the
after
other
After the shock
spice?
Of realizing that green was not in fact lime.
This was not what I was expecting.
Right. I don't know.
Oh.
They're all just kind of a spice flavor.
See, in my brain, jelly beans are in the same lane as like Skittles.
Yeah, they've got to be fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. Jelly beans are one of the unsung heroes of candy.
Are they? I mean, I've never thought to buy them. I'll say that. They've never been like, oh, I need to go get some jelly beans. I've never thought that.
Have you?
You're like, I need to go buy jelly beans today at the store. Have you thought that? Is that... come to your,
well, like around Easter, maybe.
Oh.
Or like one of those holidays where jelly beans seem to be like a thing.
Yeah, I feel like jelly beans were filler in Easter baskets.
Yeah.
Like we'd put the little Easter grass, right? And just sprinkle jelly beans. I don't think we ate them.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no.
You should.
Yeah, no, we didn't really eat them.
It's chewy sugar.
Yeah, I don't know. I was more in the chocolate lane for Easter.
Man, I have known you a long time and still discover new things about you.
Yeah, no, they were just decoration.
Wow.
In our world. That we, because the main event were all the different forms of the chocolate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The chocolate eggs.
I get that.
Oh, just unwrapping those and that, you just let that melt.
If we want to stay in the dessert category.
Okay.
One more clickbait headline. Mm. Sunscreen flavored ice cream is coming.
Why are you doing that? So, who in the world wants to taste sunscreen?
So this is the same company, and we had actually this on our website. This is the same company that did the Ed Sheeran ketchup ice cream.
I'm angry.
Okay.
I'm mad at people that do this. Why are you doing
so
this?
So sunscreen, apparently they're teaming up with Carnival Cruises, you know, like a ship, right?
Uh-huh.
And so it's going to taste like kind of a combination of vanilla and coconut and salt.
Those don't sound bad.
Right.
But when you say sunscreen.
I know, sunscreen flavor, you're like, not supposed to taste that.
Yes, my brain.
Because every
has
now
thoughts.
And then when you're sweating, you get a little sunscreen maybe drip into your mouth.
That's never been a good experience.
That's never been a good experience. Right. But no, the smell of sunscreen, I get
smell
it. Like
the
coconut. Yeah,
yes.
Okay, I get that.
That smells like vacation. I bet
it's pretty good.
So why don't they call that pina colada flavored ice cream? That my brain can process.
You know, if they did, we wouldn't be talking about it.
Okay.
Carnival Cruises is releasing a pina colada ice cream.
And that could be like, oh, adult only. Maybe you might think, oh, that's
oh,
infused.
It's got like rum in it or something.
Yeah, something. Like that would
that's
feel.
That's the liquor that goes in pina coladas, right?
Yes, rum. Yes. That I'm down for.
All right.
So I'm just going to gently put that in the suggestion box. I don't think anyone's going to eat your sunscreen flavored ice cream.
I disagree with you.
Oh, okay.
I bet people for the nuance will be like, oh.
Oh,
well,
sunscreen's tasty. This must be tasty too.
I'll try. I love eating sunscreen.
I love eating sunscreen.
This is going to be right up my alley.
I lick my arm all the time in the summer. This is a great idea.
Oh, shoot. All right. So there you go. That's your clickbait headlines here this morning on 99.70JX. We do feel good stories every hour throughout the morning. Okay, Kelly K.
So when I tell you that some college students skipped class, you think, oh, well, that's not good.
Oh, that's not good.
Until you hear that they came across a wounded dog and they wanted to get the dog help.
Aw.
Now, this happened in India. Arjun and his friends found this golden retriever, bleeding wound on her neck, decided to skip class, figure out how to help it. They called her Goldie, said she was kind of giving them a look like she wanted some help. But the first vet they took her to said there was no use in treating her.
Yeah.
But they didn't want to give up, so another friend took her in, got her treatment. Others pitched in as they shared their story online.
She took care of the treatment of Goldie. I posted the first video of Goldie. And many other people also came forward to help Goldie's treatment at the transport expense, food expense, fostering, everything.
Yeah, so there were other people that kind of helped out with transporting her to get daily treatments, IVs, antibiotics, and she got better. And at the beginning, Arjun just kind of wanted her to live, and now he's adopted her.
Oh, that's good.
And he became an accidental pet parent, he said. And she remembers and visits all the students that helped her that first day. So it's just a really sweet story. You can see Goldie's now living her best life with Arjun. Their stories at WDJX.com, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
Last year, Teddy Swims was here at Bourbon and Beyond. It starts tomorrow. Bourbon and Beyond there at the Fair and Expo Center. And I realized this, but I didn't realize it until it was like reminded to me yesterday that you can ride the rides at Kentucky Kingdom with a wristband for Bourbon and Beyond.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
So if there's some acts that you don't really care
to
see,
you're like,
you need to waste
some
time in between the one you do want to see, there you go.
Yeah, you can do that. And then there's also areas there where there's some shade and there is some air-conditioned spots and stuff like that that you can get some relief from the heat that is encroaching upon us. If this had been last week, would have been perfect.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Now it's going to be
a little soupy.
Upper 80s.
Well, the humidity 90s. Seems to be lower, so that's helpful.
It does, yes. So hopefully I won't have any sort of like needing to run places
and then for an interview in awkward
sweat stains. Yes. Like I did last year with Teddy. Right now.
Bless his heart.
Just know, though, if you're in the area, like if you're in that U of L, Churchill Downs neighborhood.
Traffic
going to be a thing. That's for sure.
Trying to find parking there going to be a thing.
On the Watterson, those exits are going to be a thing because, I mean, I just remember getting there. I had like a half an hour and I was at the exit there at Crittenden getting off the Watterson.
Not enough time.
And I'm like, this is going to be great.
Not enough time.
Look, I just got to get right over there. Yep. And I just sat.
Yep.
And I just sat. So, give yourself plenty of time.
And starts to sweat.
I know. Then the sweating happens.
And then the running.
And then it's like, okay, I'm going to illegally park here, but it's going to be fine.
OMG.
All right. So
but hopefully, the rest of you just going won't have appointments like that.
Right.
You're just kind of.
Yeah. You're just leisurely rolling in.
Yes. To see what you see.
Yes.
On your own time.
Yeah. So, Benson Boone, Noah Kahn, all those going to be there. Colby.
Now listen, Benson appointment viewing, 7:00, Oak Stage.
Yes.
Tomorrow night.
Yes.
So if you do, look at the schedule. Plan it out.
Plan it out.
Give yourself more than a half an hour if you're at the exit.
Right.
To try to find the stage you want to see.
And by the way, congrats to Ashley. Ashley, she got the Colby Calais meet and greet. Remember she sung Bubbly? She was the Bubbly singer. So she's getting to meet Colby Calais. So that's pretty cool. 99.7 DJX.
So she will need to. Take it because she's got an appointment.
Yes, she does definitely have an appointment.
So
and
we're
that's Friday.
Need to coach her up on that.
Yes. All right. Hey, coming up next, we're going to play a game called Tap Out. Thank you, Michelle, for the subjects.
Also, for some of the answers.
She gave us some answers, so maybe that's not going to be as.
Those are the only two answers I would have.
Right, exactly. Fall activities, yes. All right, Gaslight, St. James, that's perfect. All right, so we thought we would play a fun little game called Tap Out. This is where you give us a subject. We go back and forth naming items in that subject until someone has to tap out. All right. Kelly, let's start with an easy one, okay?
Okay.
Tony the Welder texted us. Brands and flavors of chips. You ready?
Okay.
Go.
Lay's.
Pringles.
Barbecue.
Sour cream and onion.
Cheddar and sour cream.
Salt and vinegar.
Pretzels? Do those count?
No.
Why? Kettle chips.
Okay. Kettle chips. All right. Black pepper.
Jalapeno.
Dill pickle.
Sweet mesquite barbecue.
Ranch.
Doritos.
Doritos aren't.
Doritos are a brand of chips.
Okay. Cool Ranch.
I will say there's barbecue Doritos.
You're getting too nuanced.
Well, I'm just saying there's no rules. What are the rules? We didn't lay out rules.
All right. I'm tapping out.
Okay. We didn't even say Pringles, did we?
I did. I said it the first thing.
Did? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Good one so far.
All right. Good job. Give us a category, Kelly.
Let's stay in the flavor lane. How about flavors of ice cream?
Chocolate.
Why do you have to take that one out the gate? Because you know I'm a chocoholic. Vanilla.
Rocky Road.
Black raspberry.
Chubby Hubby.
Was Neapolitan.
Mint.
Did we say strawberry?
No.
Peach.
Butter pecan.
I was going to say that too. Gosh, there's orange. Sherbet.
Orange. Are we putting that in the ice cream category?
Yes, we are. Okay. Then you find it in the ice cream section.
Salted
of the grocery
caramel.
Store. Salted caramel. That's good. Ooh, Moose Tracks.
Black raspberry chip.
Oreo.
Toffee chip.
Did you list all these out?
No.
Chocolate chip mint.
Buckeye flavor.
Buckeye flavor? What is Buckeye flavor?
It's a Grater's ice cream. Thank you.
Oh, great. Okay. Ben and Jerry's twisted brownie and cookie dough. Tasty.
Cherry Garcia.
Oh, now we're going to go and eat Ben and Jerry's plane. That's all I know.
All right, vanilla bean? We already said that. You're tapping out. All right. You got one. I got one. It's a fun game, isn't it?
It's a fun game.
All right. We're doing tap out. Go back and forth naming items in the subject until someone has to tap out. Ready?
Yeah.
Awkward noises.
Fart. What? You're making the noise? No, you have to, like, name it.
Isn't that what it would be?
You're doing noises? I'm just saying a fart. Belch. What is that?
That's my awkward noises.
Oh, don't lead me down this lane. Because they're all going to be, like, similar. I don't even know what that is. Are you trying? You're straining to poop, right? Mm. That's pooping. I can't.
Are you tapping out?
Yeah, I'm tapping out. I don't know any other awkward noise. They all sound like grunting.
Let's see what I have here.
Yeah, of course. Of course you recorded that. Of course you did. Of course you did. Of course you did. That's great. That's great. And of course you didn't save any of yours, right? Just mine?
I think I just have yours.
You're so transparent.
Yeah.
That's great. That's add that to the library. That's great.
You know what's amazing? Is we have audio.
No, we don't.
Of the first time.
Nope.
Kelly ever saw a man naked.
No! What? Why? Why do I show up for this every day? Why? Why? I know, Lynette. OMG. Yes.
Jacqueline texts, and I know I can't be the only listener who's screaming answers at my radio like y'all can hear
me.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Sorry.
Are you also doing weird, awkward noises?
You mean like this?
I hate you.
All right.
You so
we'll
much.
End it. We'll end it. How's that?
Yeah, you really can't come back from that. You just can't.
All right. That's the game tap out. Thank you for playing.
That's great.
In your car on 99.7 DJX. Hey, it's time for a setting the bar story.
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
I mean, it is hard to believe that in this day and age, someone could get on a plane headed to a completely different destination, especially if it's an international flight.
Oh, gosh. Oh, wow.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without boarding the wrong international flight, then you're doing okay.
Who did this and where was she supposed to go? Wait, where does she want to go? Where was she going?
All right, she wanted to go to Nice, France.
Okay.
She thought and the agent thought they were going to Tunisia, which is in North Africa.
Well, that's different. That's a different destination.
So it's a TikToker by the name of Brittany. So don't know if it's like completely legit. But there's audio
for the
of
clicks.
Of her realizing she's actually on the wrong flight.
Okay.
Is this going to Nice?
Tunisia. Yeah. I thought you said Nice, which is in France.
Oh, that's why you confused me. You're not going to France, right?
Yeah, we are.
You are going to France?
Is that where this is going? Wait, where is this going?
Tunisia, in Tunisia.
In Tunisia? Oh my god, Brittany.
He misheard us.
Where's Tunisia?
In North Africa.
You know, we're going to North
we're
Africa.
We're not going. Get off.
Yeah, so they're like looking it up on their phone. When they're on the plane, now listen.
And it hasn't taken off.
It hasn't. And they ended up getting off the plane before it departed.
Good.
They wound up getting to Nice, France.
Okay.
Without any other issue. So, but still,
they have signs.
Well, they have big signs.
At the gate that says, this is the flight
right.
to this place.
Tunisia.
It departs
North
at this
Africa.
Time. Now boarding.
Right. Yes. There are signs all over
there
the place.
There are signs.
And
how
if
did they miss that?
And if
you're at the wrong gate completely.
Right. If you're at the airport, you're looking at departures and you're going, okay, Nice begins with an N. Tunisia begins with a T.
Right.
So you're looking at the ends.
And geographically, they're nowhere near each other.
No.
So
again,
how in the world did we get this?
There's a lot of this story that I'm like, okay, you guys are just being idiots.
Yeah. I feel like this is for
clicks?
The viral clicks. Yeah. Because there is no way and that they would miss. You can't miss that. Like, first of all, you're going to have a gate number on the boarding pass,
the
right?
The gate agent, as they're scanning your boarding pass,
right.
would say,
oh, oops,
well, this isn't actually, it's showing up negative.
Right.
Because
yes.
it's not going to allow that. It'll flash red.
You don't
red.
Have a seat on that
right.
flight. So there's lots of holes in this story. I don't know if I believe this, but a good cautionary tale. Nonetheless, yeah. let's double check. Let's yeah. look at the departure board.
Mm-hmm.
Let's double check our gate and check with the gate agent.
Yes.
Show them
all
they
of that.
Should be able to read it if you can't and tell you if you're in the wrong spot or not.
All of that. All okay. right. So again.
Bless your heart, though.
Yes, this is a bless her heart moment.
Yeah.
Setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without boarding the wrong international flight.
Yeah.
Then you're doing okay.
Okay.
All right. That's your setting the bar story.
That's tough.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
You know, what happens when you are just trying to make a deposit at the bank
Easy
and
enough.
Someone helps you?
Oh.
Figure everything out, and you just think he's the cutest guy in the world.
My, and so helpful.
Yep. It could be misconnections, and that is on the way next on 99.7DJX. Sometimes you see that special someone sparks a little curiosity, maybe more.
Like, you cute.
Yeah, and you go, oh, but I don't know your name. I don't know how to get in touch with you. So what do you do?
Well, you go back to your mom's basement. Oh. You do a little typey-typey. You send it off the internet. We find it and, you know, shine a spotlight on it.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connection.
I want to thank our listener, Amy, for actually sending this one from the Sherwood Police Department.
Oh, wow.
Man for woman, bun on the run.
Bun on the run. Okay.
Our paths crossed last night, and you didn't give me the chance to introduce myself. Makes me sad because our connection was meant to be. You were leaving Walmart wearing a Nike jacket screaming, just took it.
Wow.
You're rocking a bun that looks like it just lost a fight with a weed whacker.
Oh, dang.
And having eyebrows that are the victim of assault and battery.
Wow.
Hashtag criminally thin. Hashtag just drew it.
That's a lot of observation.
Yes.
As they're running away.
You looked at me with your hashtag resting mugshot face.
Oh, wow.
As you quickly loaded merchandise into your silver Toyota Corolla, catching my attention. Hashtag side eye and drive by. I turned around as you were leaving the parking lot and followed you. I turned on my blueberries and cherries after you committed multiple traffic violations.
Blueberries and cherries. Yep. The lights.
Yep.
Wee-woo, wee-woo.
But you took off from me at a high rate of speed through an active construction zone. Hashtag bun on the run.
Yikes, that's not good either.
I went back to Walmart and looked at security footage. Confirming you just stole that merchandise.
Oh, no.
You were walking around like every aisle owed you money.
Yikes.
Giving off vibes of an angry substitute teacher who confiscates snacks and keeps them. Hashtag a grape injustice.
Wow.
I would love the opportunity to reignite our connection.
Uh-huh.
If anyone knows how we can connect with her from this episode of Hashtag Most Wanted Arches.
I've got some silver bracelets for you to wear.
Please reach out to the Sherwood Police Department. By the way, there is an update.
Oh, there is?
She has been identified.
Oh, great.
And we hope to reconnect soon.
All righty then.
Aww, that's so cute.
Oh, something tells me that they're not going to give up on this one.
This is
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Well, this is a woman for man, hot spandex bank hero.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello. I was the nice. Oh, sorry. Hello.
Oh, my God.
I was the nice older lady you helped the other day at the bank.
Okay.
I was trying to deposit a $5.76 check from my friend Susan.
What?
We split a lovely chicken salad croissant at lunch last week.
It's So, so her friend check. Susan wrote her a check for half of it? This is too much.
Oh. Ha, I was having a little trouble getting my tube into the slot at the bank drive-up.
Oh.
Story of my life, am I right?
That's right. Story of my life.
You were the stronger man, riding a bicycle, ATM lane, looking like Burt Reynolds and Steve Carell had a very handsome spandex-wearing baby.
Wow. Okay.
100% hot, with a capital H.
Wow. Okay.
When I called for help, you turned, smiled, and I swear I felt 40 years younger.
40 years younger.
Things stirred in me that haven't stirred since Gerald Ford was in office.
Wow. She, I didn't know that worked still. Jeez.
You came over with those strong muscles and slid my tube right in with ease.
Oh.
Oh, my. Effortless.
Wow.
Powerful.
Yeah.
Dazzling.
This reads like a romance novel.
You said anytime. Well, sir, I'd like to test that theory.
Oh.
If you're into older women with plenty of experience and their own AARP discount. I'd love to treat you to Mike Lennox.
Wow.
That was but the best.
South End treasure.
And then maybe bring it home to mama.
Hey.
You know, 80 is the new 40. If this stirs your tube, write me back, hunk.
Hunk?
What in the world with the tube talk?
Wow.
I mean, wow.
That was
Grandma's
wild.
Spitting game.
Grandma's
wants
like,
to take you to Mike Lennox.
Listen.
She's dangling Mike Lennox out there.
My old man hasn't been around for a long time.
Oh,
God rest his soul. Old mama needs a little loving.
Oh, my gosh.
And those bike shorts, man, they showed a lot.
Wow. That was a lot.
Wow.
But I love that Susan paid her back for the $5.76.
That was a lovely chicken salad croissant.
They haven't learned about Venmo yet. Probably too complicated.
All right.
She's
well, those
an honorable
were
woman, though.
Yep. Whether you're looking for the bun on the run.
Which sounds like they're going to reconnect soon.
It sounds like they
Yeah.
are. Or you're looking for the Burt Reynolds, Steve Carell, spandex-wearing biker. Then it could be one thing, and that, my friends, is
Craigslist Missed Connection.
That's magical.
Mike Lennox. Fried fish. Give me some
fried fish dinner coming at you.
All right, we do feel good stories every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K, you're up.
Okay, so this is about a 32-year-old guy in New York. His name's Jose. He's going viral thanks to these inspiring messages he's been holding up for strangers. He's been standing on a walkway on the Brooklyn Bridge holding up signs.
Is this guy with a sign type of vibes?
It says things like, if you're looking for a sign that things will get better, this is it. Keep going. Don't give up. He's talking about his project.
My name is Jose Cruz, and I'm the creator and founder of the World Needs Love Tour. It's a movement to spread love and positivity with messages on signs like this. My goal is to motivate, to inspire, and to spread love. There's all kinds of interactions. There's people that give me fist pumps, people give me hugs, people, some people just look at it, give me a smile. So every interaction matters and makes a difference.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
That is cool.
He started this back in August of 2022, and he just has this whiteboard and a Sharpie, and whatever he writes, he needs to hear himself, he says, or he's needed to hear in the past.
Nice.
And he hits the pavement for several hours a day, at least three times a week, during the early evening rush hour and on weekends when there's going to be naturally more people out there.
Yeah.
And when he said, you know, the need for mini morale boosts is even higher now.
Sure.
He's done this in Los Angeles, Philadelphia, Miami. He said one woman looked at a sign for about 20 minutes before finally coming up to him and hugging him. sharing that she had lost her son to suicide.
Aww.
And they cried together. So, I mean, you know, something just as simple as standing there holding a sign with encouragement is really making a big difference in a lot of people's lives. So it's a great campaign he's doing. You can read more about it at WDJX.com. Brought to you by Sam Aguiar Injury Lawyers.
So do you have an unfortunate nickname at work? It's 99.7 DJX. Maybe because of something that you did or you've been known to do, like Kelly.
Are you talking about Crash Test Kelly? It's just because I've been in three wrecks in a year's time.
Well, that and...
That doesn't have anything to do with work, though.
Well, no. I mean, that and...
What other nickname do I have?
You don't know?
No! What nickname?
We don't have to get into it now.
No, we probably should get into it right now.
No, Crash Test Kelly's great.
Oh, that's great.
Let's go with that one.
That's great. By the way, none of those were my fault. What's the other, what other name are you talking about?
I'm just saying, do you have a nickname that you know of?
I don't know of one, but you said like you, Kelly. What are you talking about? Don't have this innocent look on your face.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
I thought you knew.
You brought it up. What would I know? What does everybody call me?
Everybody calls you this.
What?
Nah, I'll tell you off the air.
Oh my gosh! You're driving me insane. You're doing this on purpose. Nobody calls me anything. What do they call me?
Don't worry about it,
Why
Kelly?
Did you bring it up?
I thought you knew. I thought you knew.
How would I know? Are people calling this to my face?
I thought. Guess not.
OMG. What are people
It's fine. It's fine. You'd probably laugh.
I'd probably laugh? You're not going to be able to get away with not saying
Just forget it. We're going to move on.
We're not going to forget it.
I have to call Debbie.
Doesn't matter. Debbie can wait. What are we talking about?
Debbie can wait. Debbie's expecting our call.
That's
it's
okay.
Group therapy
Debbie
for Debbie, not Kelly.
You've got to tell me what people say about me behind my back.
It's fine.
It's not fine. Everyone needs to hear because you brought it up. Share with the group.
Sarah texts in all caps, we're not moving on, Ben. Listen.
See, we're not.
Listen, I shouldn't have even brought anything up. Crash Test Kelly is what people call you.
No, that's not exactly what they call
you. No, that's exactly what people call you. It's Crash Test Kelly.
Most people aren't even aware of the rest.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
Oh, great. That's great.
Yeah, when you come in to work with a neck brace, then, you know.
I didn't come into work with a neck brace.
Oh, maybe I saw that online.
I took one picture.
All right, maybe I saw that.
Because I wore one for 6 hours, and then I got to take it off. Tony, wow, Ben, you've unleashed the beast. You better tell her, LOL.
It's Crash Test Kelly.
It's not.
That's yes,
not
it is.
No, it's not.
That's the nickname.
Now, see.
Everybody knows you at work as Crash Test Kelly.
Now I'm going to be asking everybody when we get you off don't
need
the
to,
air.
You don't need to
I'm
ask.
I'm going to go ask
They're
going to
say.
They're going to say?
Let me send an email real quick.
Kelly's going to be coming to ask real quick.
This is what our collective answer is. This is what our collective answer is. How do I do a separate subject? How do I do
Louisville staff, but not Kelly?
But not Kelly. Is there anybody in IT who's listening who knows how to send a staff email but exclude one person?
You're an idiot. I'm mad. Let's call Debbie.
All right. Fine. We'll call Debbie.
Let me send an email. I lost it. Missy's yelling at you, Benjamin Davis. You better tell her right now.
I told you we can drop it. It's Crash Test Kelly.
It's not that.
All right. Anyways, I'm playing a song. We're gonna call Debbie. She's got a nickname that's more important than yours.
That's okay. I'll go around and ask everybody after we get off the air.
Hang on. Let me send that email. All right. Let's do some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Is this Debbie?
Yeah, hi.
Hi there, Debbie. Thank you for allowing us to give you a call on this.
We're not going to call you Dumpster Fire, Debbie. We're not.
I would appreciate it. I get it enough at work.
So yeah. Tell everybody why.
Okay. So my nickname at my job has become Dumpster Fire, Debbie. And...
Sorry, I'm laughing with you. I'm laughing with you.
Sure, okay. I think one of my coworkers even said something similar the other day. But we had a company picnic,
Yeah.
And I got stuck with my responsibility was the cleanup uh-huh. portion. And I was just trying to be helpful. So we were doing a cookout. We had the grill going. Mm-hmm. And I scooped up the grill coals. I cleared, got it all emptied out. And I dumped it into the dumpster where we tossed all the paper plates, plastic cups, and
Uh-oh.
Just Uh-oh. Office trash.
Uh-oh.
And, okay, so it seems like you know.
Yeah.
It turns out that the coals were still really, really hot.
Uh-huh.
And
what happened?
Fast forward, well, you just fast forward 20 minutes, and the dumpster is literally smoking, and the fire department shows up.
Oh my gosh!
And right now, my coworkers really have no intention of letting me live it down. It
sure.
was an accident, but I swear, every time I walk into the office, someone starts fanning themselves like it got hotter in the room. Or
they sound fun.
One of them even goes, "Ooh, careful, she's flammable."
Oh gosh!
Yeah, it's been a lot, and I mean, I know.
You caused a literal dumpster fire. That is kind of, that's been a phrase.
Right.
That's used a lot. I mean, it's not every day you see a literal dumpster fire. So kudos to you. That's fun.
It wasn't my intention, but either way, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And now I'm just kind of wondering, Ben, are you still known around the station as the guy who wrecked every station vehicle?
Oh my gosh. Kelly literally is the only one who brings that up. And I will have you know,
I'm kind of the keeper of your secrets, really, to be honest. I think maybe one or two other people might be aware of it, but everyone else doesn't work with us anymore during that time frame.
To be fair, one of the times wasn't my fault. It was inclement weather.
Oh,
it was
but
snowy.
Still kind of your fault, though.
But the rest of the times I was like texting and driving. But yes, anyways.
Wow.
So to answer your question.
What about the time you hit the telephone pole when you were just trying to park and that was a really narrow.
Will you stop?
Sorry. I'm just like, I didn't want you to forget that.
The
part.
Telephone pole, it was. Okay, never mind. So, Debbie, no one around here except Kelly calls me that. Thank you very much.
But I do just remind him every once in a while.
Okay. My other concern or question really is, like, how long can I expect this to follow me around?
Oh.
I mean, I have no intention of leaving my job. I love my job.
Sure.
So the people who I work with, as long as they stay, there's always going to be people who remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just wanted to know, can we ask the listeners if they are, if any of them are also known as, at their job, if they're known as the person who...
They're notorious for something.
Oh, my
okay.
gosh.
All right.
That's funny.
Oh, bless your heart.
I just can't be the only one who just made one dumb mistake and winds up getting branded for life.
Right.
Right, right,
now,
right.
I get it, Debbie. I live that nightmare every single day.
As long as he works with me.
Yeah. Oh, Debbie. Debbie,
I don't bring it up every day, though.
No, but...
Yeah.
Only whenever you can.
Whenever it's deems like it's necessary.
All right. Well,
when it's pertinent to the conversation.
So, yeah. So, Debbie, I would assume that that's going to be the case for you, that it'll die off. But as soon as something happens where it is.
Oh, yeah. Maybe somebody else. Somebody else will do something. And then all their attention will be focused to that person.
Yeah. So
do we set somebody up to for that?
No, we don't do that.
I know, but. No, but what would they have to do?
Yeah.
I said a fire. I didn't
you
mean
did.
To, but a fire is a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fire department was called.
Yeah. I don't know, Debbie. But hey, I appreciate you allowing us to chat with you about this because just your honesty is refreshing. We're already getting some people texting in, so maybe you can at least share in some of the misery from other people who are branded at work.
Okay.
Well, Debbie, thank you. Sorry, dumpster fire, Debbie, thank you.
Why did you do that? You're just rubbing salt in the wound.
She and I are a kindred spirit now.
Okay. Crash test, Ben.
Yeah, right. Thanks, Debbie.
Thank you. I appreciate you giving me a chance to laugh at this a little.
No worries.
Another one on the text line for you. Bumper car, Ben.
Oh. Thanks.
That's helpful.
Are we
too,
just
right?
going to forget Kelly? Never mind. Jen says, lean into it. Carry a fire extinguisher around for a day. All right, I like that. Hey, let's hear some of your how you've been branded at work.
Jessica's got a good one.
Okay, we'll get to that.
Okay.
On the way. And by the way, thanks, Ange. She says, if you're trying to send an email to all Louisville staff, but exclude Kelly on the email, when you click it, if you click on all, it should show all the names, and you can just delete Kelly's name.
Oh, that's great. Right. Oh, that's great.
Thank you, Ange.
And now he knows how to leave me out of group emails. This is great.
Separate conversation. Separate conversation.
At all.
So we just got off the phone with Dumpster Fire Debbie. Got that nickname because she literally set a fire in a dumpster at work, and now everybody's calling her that.
Little cookout incident.
Yeah, and everybody's just having a little fun with it, and she's like, anybody else have any, like, names like that?
Well, Anthony's not helping. He says, in the office, Ryan started the fire. Dwight named him Fire Guy. Her name's going to last as long as those who are at the event are still working there. Just wait until the next company outing outdoors. They'll bring it up even more.
Yeah, you know what? I fear, Anthony, knowing how Kelly operates around these parts, that's going to be the case. She's probably one of maybe two or three that are left who understand my history with the cars.
Yes. But I'll make sure that everyone else knows who may be unaware.
Okay. Thanks.
It keeps you humble.
Thanks.
Just so you don't get
too
high up
I need to
there
get
on
knocked
your
down
throne
a peg.
Of management.
Sure. I need
just
to get...
let everyone know that you're relatable. Right. You're fallible and relatable
right.
to the rest of us minions.
Right. The Saturn car, the music machine, the Explorer, the Hummer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The whole fleet, really.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Jessica says, I'm called parking lot police in our safety meeting because I always bring up issues involving our parking lot.
Here comes parking lot police.
Parking lot police.
Hey, here's Jessica.
Hey, you're welcome. Everybody needs that, Jessica. They understand they need it.
Oh, shoot.
They need it.
Benjamin rolls in. I think Debbie only has one option. Frame someone else for something worse.
That's what I was trying to suggest, but maybe not.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, Holly says, I worked at a Panera Bread from ages 16 to 26.
Uh-huh.
And I was maybe a few years in when a cashier decided the right idea was to reach behind the bagel slicer to take out a stuffed bagel, cut her hand open, had EMS come. It was a nightmare. Definitely became known as the bagel girl for the rest of her time there.
Hey, watch. Those things are sharp, bagel girl.
Oh, dang it.
Hey, bagel girl.
Oh.
That's rough. That's rough. All right. Well, those are good stories.
She says she should take some dry ice to work and drop it in everybody's trash can.
Oh, my gosh.
She'll look like it's smoking. Oh, that's great. Yeah, I feel like you're just going to have to lean into it a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Nicole says, early 20s, worked at Smokey Bones. We all went out one night after work. Literally, just got to the bar. Someone tapped me on the shoulder. I turned around and my leg went the other way, dislocated my kneecap.
Oh, no.
The guys had to carry me out of the bar and to the ER. And then when I got back home and up three flights of stairs, I was known as Crazy Legs ever since.
That's kind of great.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
And Jessica, by the way, Jessica, the parking police, she said, I told my manager I'm going to wear a traffic cone costume for Halloween at the Keep It Up. She's egging me on.
Perfect. Perfect. That's funny. All right. Hey, thank you so much for the stories. That's good. That is group therapy. This is the part of the show where we test my
lady knowledge.
How well do I know the lady?
I'm so impressed with our production value on this show. It's so impressive.
Nothing but the best, right?
That's right.
Nothing but the best.
Top
so
notch.
Five questions all geared towards females that I would have to try to answer.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, what is a French manicure? It's an easy one.
French manicure. That's when the... Okay, well, I know what, like, is it the same thing as French tips? Like, when you just do the white part of your nail and have clear on the finger part and
white
then white
on
the top?
Tips, yes. It's okay. Called a French manicure.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So that's right?
It's white tips. Yes. A little white line the tip of the nail. What's rom-com mean?
Why do you roll your eyes?
Because that's an easy one, too. I'm giving you some gimmies.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's a romance comedy.
Yes.
Okay.
Which celebrity started the beauty brand Meaningful Beauty?
Oh.
This one might be a little more difficult.
What celebrity started the beauty brand Meaningful Beauty?
This celebrity. One I learned about when I was doing, like, midnight feedings when my kids were little.
Oh, okay. So that's
so
a hint.
It's been around for a while.
So it's been a hot minute.
Yes.
Kim Kardashian.
Nope. Cindy
Kayla
Crawford.
Cindy Crawford.
Cindy Crawford's beauty line is Meaningful Beauty.
Wow.
If okay. you've watched overnight infomercials, you would know.
Oh, okay. All right. We're testing my
lady knowledge.
Two for three.
All right.
Hey, Ben.
Yes.
What is a lip flip?
What is a lip flip?
It's a cosmetic procedure.
Oh, okay. Oh gosh.
We just gave you a little hint there.
Is that where you take parts of the body that are below the waist and put it on your face?
No.
For a female?
No. No, you don't put that. Butt fat in your face. No, that's not
what I was talking about.
No, it uses like Botox just to relax the muscles around the upper lip to make it kind of give that little upward flip.
Wait, kind of okay. So
boost
lip,
your lip.
It's so a, lip flip is just
like
Botox
lip
in your
enhancement with Botox. Yes.
Oh, lip flip.
It's called lip flip. Lip. Because the women that get it, it kind of makes the tip of the edge of their mouth kind of flip up a little bit. You know.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I've got two right, two wrong.
Yeah.
One last one testing my
lady knowledge.
This is in the makeup world.
Okay.
What's a technique called stippling?
Stippling.
Mm-hmm.
Stippling is where you take a makeup pencil and you like color dots on your face and then rub it in with like a beauty blender.
That's close enough. Applying makeup in a dotted motion using a specific brush to create a smooth, diffused finish.
Oh, wow. Did I get that right?
That was a half a point because you got the dots right.
All right. I'll take it. Testing my
lady knowledge.
All right. Not bad. I gave you some easy ones just to build the confidence.
Yeah.
And then work up to the tougher ones.
Thank you, Kelly. I appreciate that.
But yes, now aren't you happy to know that it's not taking butt fat and injecting it in your face for a lip flip?
Oh, the lip flip?
Yeah,
I was scared what the answer on that would have been. Yeah. So we have a little update for you from a group therapy from last week. But before we get to the update, I want to fill you in on what was going on. So Caroline had reached out to us last week, in fact, and was just basically like, hey, I'm stuck. My boss kind of pulled me aside and said, hey, you're doing a great job. We realize your potential and we think you'd be a great fit for this position.
Yeah, like this, I mind you, for this gig, the problem was her bestie was in that gig.
Yeah, and not just like her bestie, like she knew her from college. Like they go back big time.
And the friend worked there longer, worked there before her.
Exactly. And so, you know, it was like, we want to keep your friend aboard. We're going to offer her kind of a reduced...
A little demotion.
Yeah, a little demotion.
Or she could leave.
Yeah, but we'd like you to step into this role. And so she was like, I don't want to feel like I'm stealing a job from her, and what do I do?
Her face to get there.
Now, I said, look, take the gig. She's going to get demoted anyway. Like, it's not...
It's either going to be you or somebody else.
Right. So, you know, I would... take the gig. Now, there were a lot of people that were like, well, maybe you should give her a heads up.
Yeah, they were wondering if that's the case.
Yeah, and some people were even like, you know, ask her about the job. Like, what are some of the challenges?
You suggested that, too,
really?
Just to try to bet and see what else you're going to have to do.
Hey, are there any, like, problem spots? What would you say your biggest challenges are with this position? Just
And still others were like, just kind of play ignorant. Like, now, you don't know any of this is going on. And then whenever the boss does what they're going to do, you're just going to be like, oh my gosh, I'm
right.
so sorry.
There were surprisingly a lot of people that were like, you got to give her a heads up. And I think that's a wrong idea.
Well, it could put you in potential trouble with the higher ups, especially if...
Yeah, if you give her a heads up and then she says, well, Caroline said...
Right.
Then all of a sudden...
Busts into the boss's office and says, what do you mean you're demoting me?
Yeah, we've, seen that sort of thing play out.
A lot of scenarios could play out, yeah.
Yeah. So...
delicate situation, though.
It was.
I think most people are like, she should take the job.
So anyways, we reached out and she responded.
She did.
So we do have a response from Caroline. We'll get to coming up next on 99.7DJX. Again, last week, we talked to Caroline in group therapy about her issue at her job. Boss had confided in her that she was a better fit for this promotion than her best friend who currently had the job. What did she do? We have the update.
Delicate situation indeed. She says, hey, Ben and Kelly, just wanted to follow up after you read my email on the air about the whole promotion versus best friend situation.
Yeah.
First off, thank you for talking through it. I really needed some outside perspective.
Okay.
So after thinking it over, I decided to take the promotion.
Okay, good.
But I asked my boss to handle everything with my friend first.
Sure.
Unfortunately, I thought this would be a process that would happen over several weeks, but that wasn't the case. The next day,
wow,
my boss offered her a demotion, and she ended up resigning.
Oh, wow.
I felt absolutely awful.
Yeah.
But I sat her down last weekend and told her the company had offered me her old job.
Yeah.
To my surprise, she took the news way better than I expected.
Okay.
She told me she was happy for me, ready for a change anyway, still loves me as a friend.
Aw.
Even gave me a couple of tips for stepping into the new role.
Wow.
See that, Ben? You had suggested, ask her about the job. And what are some things you do during the day? It's still bittersweet. I'm really grateful for your advice and even more grateful that my best friend and I are still solid after all this. So thanks for helping me through it.
Wow.
Caroline.
Well, that's best case scenario right there.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. She gets the job and she gets to keep the friend.
I don't know.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm just saying the couple tips that she gave her, maybe those aren't great tips.
Maybe they're sabotage.
I don't know. I would take those with a grain of salt because maybe those tips are maybe part of why she's not in that role anymore.
You know what? Maybe she said, she was ready for a change. Maybe she saw the writing on the wall.
Yeah. And she probably knew that this was coming. Maybe even her boss had told Caroline's friend, like, hey, you need to do this, 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 and this, or we're going to have to start looking for another
person.
And
maybe she was just staying at the job because of her friend.
Yeah, maybe not.
She liked, working with her and was just hanging on even though she wasn't feeling the actual job.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Well, Caroline, thank you for following back up with us because, again, that seems like best case scenario.
Yes.
That's for
now,
sure.
Now, the even best case would be that her friend goes on and finds another great job that fits her better.
True. True.
Because that's still the unfortunate part about it is her friend is unemployed.
Yes, that is the case.
Yes, so we're hoping now the next update is she finds a great new job and you guys can do lunches together.
Yeah, that'd be nice. All right. Well, hey, Caroline, thank you for following up. There you go. The update on group therapy on 99.7DJX. You see someone, you think, hey, you cute, but you don't get a name or number. So what do you do in that moment if you want to follow up?
Well, you go back to mom's basement. You do a little typey-typey. You send it off to the internet. We find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connection.
I want to thank our listener, Amy, for sending us this one. It's from the Sherwood Police Department.
Oh!
Man for woman, bun on the run.
Okay. It's more of a wanted person for different reasons.
Our paths crossed last night and you didn't give me the chance to introduce myself.
Oh, dang it.
Makes me sad because our connection was meant to be. You were leaving Walmart wearing a Nike jacket screaming, just took it. Rocking that bun that looks like it just lost a fight with a weed whacker.
It was
messy bun.
And having eyebrows that are the victim of assault and battery.
Oh, wow. Very observant.
Hashtag criminally thin. Mm. Hashtag just drew it. Hashtag you looked at me with your hashtag resting mugshot face.
Oh, wow. This is cute.
You quickly loaded merchandise into your silver Toyota Corolla, catching my attention. Hashtag side-eye and drive-by. I turned around as you were leaving the parking lot and followed you. I turned on my blueberries and cherries after you committed multiple traffic violations.
Wait a second, blueberries and cherries?
Lights.
I've never heard of police lights called that. That's fun.
But you took off from me at a high rate of speed through an active construction zone. Ooh. Hashtag bun on the run.
Yeah, traffic violations too. Just racking up the charges.
I went back to Walmart, looked at security footage, confirming you just stole that merchandise. You were walking around like every aisle owed you money and giving off vibes of an angry substitute teacher who confiscates snacks and keeps them. Hashtag wow. A grape injustice.
Dang. All right.
I would love the opportunity to reignite our connection.
Mm-hmm. I've got some silver bracelets for you.
That's right. If anyone knows how we can connect with her from this episode of Hashtag Most Wanted Arches, please reach out to the Sherwood Police Department.
I have a feeling he's going to find his lady.
Well, there is an update. She's been identified.
Oh, great.
They hope to reconnect soon.
Oh, it's only a matter of time.
Only a matter of time.
We're going to get closure on this one.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's Craigslist Missed Connections.
Woman for man, hot spandex bank hero.
Oh, my. All right.
Hello, I was... Oh, hang on.
What?
Hello, I was the nice older lady you helped the other day at the bank.
Okay.
I was trying to deposit a $5.76 check from my friend Susan.
Okay.
We split a lovely chicken salad croissant at lunch last week.
Wait, what? Instead of Venmo, like
check.
That was a lovely sandwich. Let me get half of that for you.
I'll write a check. That's precious.
Yeah.
That is precious. I was having a little trouble getting my tube in the slot at the bank drive-up.
Oh, my.
Story of my life, am I right?
Story of my life.
You were the younger man riding a bicycle, ATM lane, looking like Burt Reynolds and Steve Carell and a very handsome spandex wearing baby.
Wait. Wow, what a combo.
I mean, think about it, it's probably the standard of hot for her.
Sure.
Back in the day.
Uh-huh.
Oh, 100% hot.
Oh.
With a capital H.
Wow. She's feeling things.
When I called for help, you turned, smiled. I swear I felt 40 years younger.
40 years younger.
Things stirred in me that haven't stirred since Gerald Ford was in office.
Wow. She's taking it back. She's like, some things are stirring.
It's been a minute.
Listen, she's old. She ain't dead.
That's right. Ha, you came over with those strong muscles and slid my tube right in with ease.
Wow.
That sounds naughty.
Wow.
Yes. Oh, my. Effortless.
Uh-huh.
Powerful.
Oh.
Dazzling. You said anytime.
Uh-huh.
Well, sir, I'd like to test that theory. If you're into older women with plenty of experience.
Yeah.
And their own AARP discount.
Oh, my gosh.
I'd love to treat you to Mike Lennox.
Mike Lennox. Oh, what a treat. South End staple right there. Yes.
Nothing but the best.
Fried fish. Here we come.
And then maybe bring you home to mama.
Wow.
You know, 80 is the new 40. And if this stirs your tube, rat me back.
What is it with the tube?
Wow.
That's too much tube talk, lady. Meemaw. Stay a little bit.
That is wild. Hey, look, wow. Again, she old. She ain't dead.
She's not dead.
Nope.
She's still out there. Like, I got love to give. And I'm $5.76 richer.
Richer.
Thank you, Susan.
All right. So whether you're looking for your bun on the run or the cross between Burt Reynolds and Steve Carell in spandex shorts.
He sounds hot.
It can be one thing, and that is, my friends,
Craigslist missed connection.
Mike Lennon's calls.
Mike Lennon's calls. Yes. 99.7 DJX. Earlier in the show, we talked to Debbie, a.k.a. Dumpster Fire Debbie, who literally started a dumpster fire at a picnic at work, and now she can't escape that little, quote, nickname.
Bless her heart, though.
Yeah.
Bless her heart. That's probably sticking around for a while.
Yeah. Jen texted us and said, in reference to Dumpster Fire Debbie, anytime I listen to Teddy Swims, it will always remind me of Ben's, quote, race to the interview.
Ben's swimming in sweat.
So that was last year at Bourbon and Beyond. We had Teddy Swims was at, he was performing there.
I have to say, Jen, same. Anytime I hear Teddy Swims, I think about your sweat stains in the picture. I do. I can't not.
So it was one of those mornings. And so since Bourbon and Beyond is literally starting tomorrow, This is appropriate, right? So, to give yourself plenty of time to get there. All right.
Especially if you have an appointment.
Yeah, an appointment.
An act that you want to see that starts at a certain time. Then you got to, there's a right. lot of things
so,
you have to allow for.
For those of you who don't know the
parking,
story, I'll give you the cliff notes. I got to the festival grounds with like 2 minutes to my interview because the traffic was so bad getting there. I parked illegally and I was with my daughter and we were literally sprinting from where I parked to the festival grounds and you know, if you've been there, obviously if you've been to the Kentucky Fair and Exposition Center, it's a huge place.
And I love that you thought to still film yourself running
yeah.
with your daughter.
Well, because I needed to have proof to show that, look, I'm not just like showing up. Anyway, so it was really hot.
Uh-huh.
And so when I get there, we got ushered back right away. It was like, hey, you're here. I was trying to call you, you know, because literally his people are calling me on the phone.
Yeah, I was busy like videoing myself though as I was running.
Yeah, calling,
you know,
it's great
saying, content, hey, my story.
Hey, looking for you in the media area. Where are you? And I'm like, I'm almost there, you know.
Still running.
Running, right, exactly.
Forgot
so,
lots of extra pats of baby powder.
So I get there, they usher me back, do the interview. That's great. We take photos. Yay, Teddy's a great, great guy.
I'm sure he didn't notice.
And
I'm sure he didn't notice at all.
Only after I leave, I'm going back, and we're kind of looking at the photos that were taken that I notice I have sweat stained on my shirt.
Uh-huh.
But not only that, on my shorts, right where a pee-pee spot would be. And so it's the most embarrassing,
so uncomfortable
picture. Yeah.
And there's really not like an emoji you could put there to cover it. There's really no way to doctor it.
No. And
other
so
than just to crop the picture from the waist up,
which looks
awkward.
Really weird. And so
yeah.
I just had to own it and say, look, it was hot that day.
It's Teddy Swims and Ben Swims in sweat.
Yeah. So anyways, thank you, Jen, for remembering that.
That's great.
I appreciate that.
I mean, you know, when you share these little anecdotes on the air, you never know, like, how that's resonating.
Yeah, when that'll
and
come
just
back.
Gets filed away.
Yeah.
And then it gets triggered every time you hear Teddy Swims. And now it will be for all of you who may be hearing the story for the first time.
Yeah. So Miles Smith, he'll be at Bourbon and Beyond on Sunday.
Give yourself plenty of time.
That's right. That's the lesson. time for a Setting the Bar story, Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without spray painting the wildlife, you're doing okay.
Why are we spray painting wildlife?
Now, I will say that if you go overseas to like places like Ireland or Scotland or England, you'll see sheep spray painted. But that is for the farmers to kind of identify, hey, these are my sheep type of things, oh. Right? I'm talking squirrels in Connecticut.
Oh, that's frowned upon.
Animal control. They're in Connecticut investigating how a couple squirrels ended up being painted blue and red.
Oh, wow.
They've even shared the photos.
Oh.
They are head to toe.
Oh, wow.
They said the squirrels appear to be okay, but they're like, hey.
Are they given side eye?
Right.
They should.
The squirrels were probably getting embarrassed by their friend, their little squirrel friends.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? This looks weird. I didn't ask for this.
They're like, Darren, you're blue.
Darren, the squirrel. Well, gee, Rob, you're red.
Right, right. Now, some are saying maybe it's a gender reveal gone bad. And, you know, that honestly might be a possibility.
Oh, where people like do put the color pink. Smoke.
Yeah, maybe it's pink and blue, and but it looks just them. Red, you know?
Okay.
So anyways,
that could be
animal controls like
very much like that.
Hey, don't they're basically saying don't paint the wildlife.
Right. Like, but again, logistically speaking, that sounds like it'd be difficult. Those things are fast.
So okay.
They don't really let you get too close before they scurry off. So logistically, how is anybody like getting up with a spray paint can and spraying?
I'm thinking like he's got to trap the squirrels first and then spray them when they're in the cage. Right. So. Interestingly enough, last year there was a 62-year-old dude in New York who was arrested for doing just that.
Shut up.
Trapping and spray painting squirrels like apple red.
Has he relocated?
Yeah, so
and
I know.
Started his life of crime again.
New York City and Connecticut aren't too far away.
They're not.
So there's no connection right now between the two, but they're still looking into it. However,
in the meantime, the squirrels are doing some serious side eye.
Yeah, like Darren. You're
and
blue.
Rob.
Darren and Rob.
Darren and Rob, the painted squirrels.
Painted squirrels in Connecticut. So yeah, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without spray painting the wildlife.
Aw, oh, dang it.
You're doing okay.
Yeah. Darren and Rob say, please don't.
Yeah, cut it out. 99.7 DJX. Hey, coming up next, what celebrity had a rock star moment in a hotel room? Tell you about. Saw this story about Hillary Duff. Returning to music.
Look at that. It's
Hillary
been a
Duff.
It's
yeah.
been a minute.
For sure. So, I mean, you know, you think about all the Disney songs, all the songs Hillary Duff had back in the day.
She had a little run.
Wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
Uh-huh.
Well, come clean.
Why are you not playing this?
Let's not worry about that right now.
Okay.
So it reminded me of the fact that Hillary Duff played Freedom Hall like a long time ago. And I'm talking to her backstage, right?
Did you also get sweaty pictures with her?
I was much more composed.
Okay, great. Great.
So I'm asking Hillary Duff, I'm like, hey, you know, you're Disney. Have you ever had any sort of rock star moments like when you're on the road in the tour bus, hotel room, whatever? And she told me, she was like, yes. And I'm like,
oh, really?
Oh.
You're expecting her to be like, no.
Yeah, yeah.
Sweet
I'm
Disney star.
Sweet
She's
Disney girl.
Young. She's not going to be causing shenanigans.
Right.
Like that.
And so she says, this came to mind. I was in a hotel room with one of my friends and I was on tour. And I'm thinking, where are you going with this? Are you like underage drinking? Are you?
We stole some towels.
Yeah. Are you stealing towels?
Yeah.
Are you, you know, flipping over desks or standing on beds or something like that? She's like, no, we opened up the window and we started throwing grapes at people who were walking underneath.
She did like drive-by grape bombings.
Yeah, she was throwing grapes at people from her hotel room
to
the road below.
And then they're just snickering when someone just kind of looks up like, what?
Yeah,
that?
Yeah. Wait, did I get hit with a grape?
What's this hit me?
So there you go. Hillary Duff's a rock star moment there.
Wow.
Yeah.
So hardcore.
She's, so anyway, she's back. So that's pretty
cool. Look at that.
Cool.
Yeah. Doing some new music. Signed a deal with Atlantic Records.
Yeah.
So.
Good deal. Mm-hmm. It's 99.7 DJX. Ariana Grande still can't reach the microphone.
You had just mentioned that Ariana Grande couldn't reach the microphone. The thing I learned about Somber from the MTV VMAs.
Super tall. He's
very tall.
Yeah, he's tall.
He looks like a tall, tall, tall person.
He is super tall.
His legs look like they're 15 miles long.
And he has my 14-year-old daughter on lock.
Oh.
Like.
Loves his music or thinks he's handsome or both?
I think both.
Okay.
Yeah. She was geeked when his album was released.
Mm-hmm.
Thinks that he should never be media trained because he's hysterical on his socials.
Got it.
Voted in every category where he was nominated, the MTV Video Music Awards.
She's like, he needs to know I'm supporting him.
I know.
With
so
my votes.
There's
like
something about
supporting.
Somber and my daughter who she can't get enough of. Hey, if you missed anything from the show, there is a podcast that we have. Audio on demand, WDGX.com. Just tap on listen. You can catch anything that you missed.
Yeah, we get it. Like, you know, life goes on. Maybe you had meetings to get to this morning.
Yeah.
You couldn't hear the second part of something. We got it for you. It lives.
You can't hear the secret nickname that Kelly didn't know she had here around the radio station.
Soon as we stop talking, I'm going to go interview everyone in the office.
I've already sent an email out. They all know what to say.
Oh, did you figure out how to do staff, but not Kelly
right,
email?
Right. I just sent it to all Louisville staff, and I figured out how to exclude you.
That's
so you're
great.
Good. You're good.
That's great.
All right. What else?
That's it.
All right, guys. Have a good one. I'll talk to you tomorrow.